fascinating experience on Friday afternoons, why not tune in to Freetown Radio at 3? It'll cure what ails you. And it's only on KRVS 88.7 FM and KRVS.org on the web. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on and listen to the music in the air.
Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal. For over 32 years, providing local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street, Lafayette, and at its new location at 110 Gilbo Road. The website is acadianpawn.com.
This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles at krvs.org.
Live from NPR News, I'm Corva Coleman. The Labor Department released its latest report on April's unemployment rate this morning. It rose to a shocking 14.7% last month. Well over 20 million jobs were lost. Chief Economist Diane Swonk of Grant Thornton says the true jobless picture in the United States still isn't clear.
Actually, it's a little less than I expected, but it's hard for the government to capture all of what we lost in the last month. They did do some adjustments to what we call the birth and death rate of firms to try to capture that, but we know actually this is still an undercount of the workers who lost their jobs.
The number of Americans who used to work full-time but were forced into part-time positions rose to almost 11 million people last month. The federal government has spent more than $200 billion on direct payments to Americans for coronavirus relief. But some recipients include Americans who died as long as 2 years ago. NPR's Tim Mack has more.
As a result of NPR's reporting on Wednesday on this issue, a bipartisan group of lawmakers is demanding answers from the Treasury Secretary and IRS Commissioner. The letter is led by Democratic Senator Tom Carper and Congresswoman Sherry Bustos, as well as Republican Senator John Kennedy and Congressman Greg Gianforte. They want to know how many deceased Americans received coronavirus relief payments and what steps the federal government is taking to recover the money. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has said that the payments were an error and should be voluntarily returned, but for a week issued no guidance as to how. Following days of inquiries and the publication of NPR's report on Wednesday, the IRS released guidance on how to return improper payments to the deceased. That guidance is available at irs.gov. Tim Mack, NPR News, Washington.
Georgia officials have arrested two white men in the shooting death of an unarmed black man earlier this year. The Georgia Bureau of Investigations says there may be additional arrests. From member station WABE, Jim Burris has more.
Gregory McMichael and his son Travis are charged with murder and aggravated assault in the February shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery. The men, who are white, told local police they thought Arbery was a burglar. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation, in a news release, says the suspects confronted Arbery with two firearms, and during the encounter, Travis McMichael shot and killed the unarmed 25-year-old. Although the shooting happened more than 2 months ago, it's only after a video surfaced and went viral this week that state investigators launched their inquiry. For NPR News, I'm Jim Burris in Atlanta.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 283 points, or more than 1%. The Nasdaq is up 85 points. You're listening to NPR News. France celebrated the 75th anniversary of the ending of World War II in Europe today without the usual crowds or pomp. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports a sparse ceremony took place in Paris with President Emmanuel Macron and a small number of military officials who all kept their distance.
The ceremony began with President Macron laying a wreath at the statue of General Charles de Gaulle. He then lit the flame on the tomb of the unknown soldier under the Arc de Triomphe. A military quartet sang the Marseillaise.
Allons enfants de la patrie, le jour
This year's ceremony marking the 75th anniversary of Nazi Germany's surrender was to be a grand one in the presence of some of the last surviving soldiers and resistance. But the coronavirus changed that. After the Paris ceremony, Macron was to have flown to Moscow to watch the military parade on Red Square with President Vladimir Putin. That, too, was canceled. After signing a special memorial book under the Arc de Triomphe, Macron rubbed his hands with gel. Without handshakes, the ceremony ended quickly. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
President Trump is expected to lay a wreath this hour at the World War II Memorial in Washington. He's to be joined by 8 World War II veterans. The National Weather Service warns a low-pressure system is bringing cold Arctic air to the south. It's expected to bring record-low temperatures and even snow to the upper Midwest and New England. Interior parts of New England should expect wet snow this weekend. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Charles Schwab. Schwab believes a modern approach to wealth management starts with asking questions. Charles Schwab, own your tomorrow. Learn more at schwab.com. And Americans for the Arts.
You are listening to the Blues Box here on KRVS Public Radio. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We start off this hour by going back to 1993 and listening to music from Billy Boy Arnold. As a young man, he played blues harp on a number of recordings back in the 1950s, including the Bo Diddley classic from 1955. I'm a Man, he launched a comeback in the early 90s on Alligator Records. Here's Billy Boy Arnold on blues harp and vocals with a number called Move On Down the Road.
Did some thinking last night. My girl, you know we had a fight. 4 long years of no regrets. Now we all mixed up in this mess. I think I'll drop this heavy load. I better move on down the road. This morning I went into work. My boss, you know he's such a jerk. Put my razor around his throat and gave him my resignation note. Man, I was about to explode. I think I'll move on down the road. I move on down the road. We'll be right back.
the same old blue.
Same old blues, Freddie King, great Texas blues artist Freddie King from 1970. Before hearing Freddie King, we heard Billy Boy Arnold, who opened up this hour of the Blues Box this morning for us here on KRVS with a piece called Move On Down the Road. Definitely sounds a bit like Chuck Berry's Almost Grown. Music next from Elmore James. We're going to hit to Chicago and listen to the late Elmore James. He started recording around December of 1951 and recorded into 1963. Died at the age of around 45 of a heart attack. He had a terrible heart condition, but he was one of the most influential slide guitar players of the latter half of the 20th century. I mean, people like Eric Clapton, Peter Green, Duane Allman, Johnny Winter, and quite a number of others sought to copy his very emotive style of playing, and his vocals were the same. Here is Elmore James here on KRVS with Happy Home. Thank you. That was Otis Rush, recorded back in the 1950s. He started with Cobra Records back in 1956, stayed with them till around the end of the decade when they folded. You could hear on that outro Willie Dixon, who probably wrote the tune we heard, My Love Will Never Die, Willie Dixon discussing the tune. Otis Rush, originally from Philadelphia, Mississippi, ended up in Chicago, and of the school of the West Side sound of Chicago blues, less slide guitar and more sort of very emotive guitar playing and gospel tinge vocals. Before we heard Otis Rush, we heard Elmore James, another fine blues guitarist originally from Mississippi and making his fame in Chicago. We heard him do a number called Happy Home. And next year on KRVS, yet another Chicago blues artist, Tudor Baker John Grimaldi. Here he is from a disc called Tremolux that came out back in 1996. Tudor Baker John on blues harp and vocals with a number for us called Two Time Boogie.
Your girlfriends, you didn't get home. know what you do ain't what you say. I think that it's time that you pack your bag, look at woo. You better be on your way. Done that two times, boogie. Done that two times, boogie. Done that two times, boogie. For the last time to me. I mean what I say,
won't you tell me, baby, how
the late Deborah Coleman from what was her first disc, Taking a Stand. She had quite a number of them after this. This one came out in 1994 on New Moon Records label. She had won the studio time by winning a band competition at a blues festival in Charleston. Really, really fine guitarist, composer, singer. That was a number called Mona and the Blues, an old Memphis mini tune. Before hearing Deborah Coleman, we heard Studebaker John doing a number called Two Time Boogie. And we turn next here on KRVS to Ruth Brown. Ruth Brown had a long, long and illustrious career in blues and R&B from 1949 to 1955. She was a regular on the charts. And she was originally from Portsmouth, Virginia, which also Deborah Coleman was born in Portsmouth. Anyway, Ruth Brown had, she won a Tony for a Broadway play. She did a Grammy for Best Female Jazz Vocalist. Here she is from a disc that came out in 1997 called R plus B equals Ruth Brown. It was done in New Orleans and features a whole host of really great New Orleans musicians as well as Duke Robillard on guitar. Here is Ruth Brown with a Dave Bartholomew composition called Go On Fool.
Don't you roll those eyes, because a lover is a fool, be a fool until he dies. a sad refrain from a world of regret. I know I could make it if I could just get up, but I'm stuck at home in bed with a bad haircut. Front and center in the cheap seats. Trick question, oh, that's the nature of the beast. Some fool trying to tell me a tall telltale tale. I jump on my white horse Cadillac and put my house up for sale. Looming eagles, spade in hand, trying to put roots down in vagrant sand. I had a part-time job, but it was just too much work. Manual labor makes my fingers hurt. I met a man out on the street selling tickets for a dollar and a quarter for a chance to get to dance with the devil's daughter. And still you may wind up as an also-ran. Nobody seems willing to cut me some slack. I woke up this morning with a knife in my back. It's getting hard to know these days just who you can trust. So I'm keeping a low profile. I don't make a fuss.
Delbert McClinton and the Self-Made Man from a disc called A Prick of the Litter. That came out in 2016. That was a number called Bad Haircut. A lot of us right now would take any haircut, waiting for the stay-at-home orders to subside and we can go out and get presentable again. Delbert McClinton, originally from Texas, he years ago worked in a bar band, backed up Sonny Boy Williamson II, Howling Wolf, Lightning Hopkins, Jimmy Reed, and a host of others. Really talented guy, great songwriter, too. He was preceded by Ruth Brown. We heard the late Ruth Brown from a disc called R Plus B Equals Ruth Brown. She did a rendition of the Dave Bartholomew composition, Go On Fool. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to Lowell Fulson. Fulson, originally from Oklahoma, he was half Cherokee, and after World War II, he ended up going out to the West Coast, where he definitely had some major hits and a big influence on what would be contemporary blues of the time. From August of 1961, here's Lowell Fulson here on KRVS with a little piece for us called Hung Down Head.
You you down. She says, son, remember what your dear old mother said. She said, your friend will see you, leave you with a heart down tomorrow, but it sure don't mean a doggone thing.
from his disc Against the Wall that came out back in 1996. That was John Mooney here on KRVS with a number called Doggone Thing. Mooney, back when he was a teenager, he was living in Rochester, New York, and he was introduced to Sun House. And it was Sun House that helped him work out his guitar style. And, of course, Mooney ended up years later living in New Orleans, and he got a taste of the second line. So pretty unique, Delta-fied New Orleans-style guitarist. We heard Lowell Fulson just before hearing John Mooney. We heard Lowell Fulson do a number called Hung Down Head that he recorded back in August of 1961. We're going to turn next to Sun House, the mentor, one-time mentor of John Mooney. We're going to turn to Sun House, recorded back in May of 1930. He'd gone up to Grafton, Wisconsin with Charlie Patton and Willie Brown and Louise Johnson, and he recorded, among a couple of other tunes, a number called Dry Spell Blues. Sun House here on KRVS.
Calling me, touch me from door to door. Dying spell blues are calling me, touch me from door to door. It dying spell blues is for everybody.
And the ticker been young gone. I've given your heart and sigh. I've been on the ticker been young and gone. I've given your heart and sigh. You'll be making whoopee with the devil in hell tomorrow night. You made me love you, now got me for your slave. Baby, you done made me love you, now got me for your slave. But now you be making hoopies, baby, you're lonesome grave. Baby, next time you go out, carry your black suit along. Mama, next time you go out, carry your black suit long. Coffin gonna be your present, hell gonna be your brand new. I see the devil got 90,000 women, he just need one more. Here's all the mocking calling for you. Baby broke down, shoulder my soul. Cuckoo's well howling. Summer's almost done. Then I got to go through Death Valley. I ain't all the 25 miles around. My poor feet are so tired. Lord, help me somewhere. Then I got 300 miles to go, climbing through the mud and clay.
Not a lot of love in that song. That was King Solomon Hill, a.k.a. Joe Holmes. He was born in Macomb, Mississippi. He died in around Sibley, Louisiana in 1949. There was a small community there called King Solomon Hill, and it's believed that's where he got his recording name. He recorded for in Grafton, Wisconsin for Paramount Records in 1931 and 32. Only about, I think it was four tracks of his six or eight recordings were ever released, but some really haunting blues. And we heard Sun House just before hearing King Solomon Hill. Sun House also recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin, but then 1930, Sun doing Dry Spell Blues. Next here on KRVS, we have yet another artist that recorded for Paramount Records. We're talking about Blind Blake, a phenomenal guitarist. Here he is recorded in Chicago in 1927. Blind Blake, years later, many guitarists would get a hold of his old recordings and try and figure out what he was doing. And some of them were saying, I don't know, just an amazing player. Blind Blake with Seaboard Stomp.
Thank you.
that cornet was too bad, Jim. That you made me lose my head. That's all. Tell you the truth. Give me that cornet, please.
Blind Blake with Seaboard Stomp, recorded in Chicago in October of 1927. Blake imitating the instruments of a jazz band, and Paramount Records billed him as playing piano-style guitar. That was some hype, but he definitely could carry bass runs and melody runs at the same time, bass runs with his thumb and with his fingers, doing a lot of great melody on top of that. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. You can find us online at krvs.org, and of course, we're on Facebook at KRVS Public Media. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and also by listeners like you, to whom we would like to say thanks. Without your support, we would not be here, so thank you. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS and the Blues Box comes from Dr. Gary Granger with Granger Eye Studio, offering a complete range of eye care services, including diagnosis and treatment of typical vision disorders. Granger Eye Studio is located at 107 Saint-Sarcelle Boulevard, Suite 704 in Youngsville. The phone number is 337-451-4511. The website is GrangerEyeStudio.com.
Oh, hey there, this is Courtney Petrie with Bluegrass Highway. Join me every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Central Time for another edition of Bluegrass Highway on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.